Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I talk about everything gay, theater, drag, spirituality, and sex. My name is Piotr, and I am a Pisces, and this week we're going to talk about awakening. Feeling awakened from your bed, or realizations of new, exciting, cool things that you didn't expect. Listen to it all today in What Is This Feeling? Yeah. Can I tell you a secret? I totally enjoyed not editing my last episode, so I'm going to do it again. So, this week, I pulled a card, angel card, and it said, awakening. Awakening. Again, how weird is it that it resonated with how I felt? So again, no editing, but I can pause it. Okay. So, the awakening of that was... not that there was a pressure on me kind of delivering a good sentence and a good podcast, but it almost gave me the freedom of showing myself, because sometimes there's a pressure that I put on myself of making it sound and look cool with all those ums being edited out and stuff. So that awakening of... just having more freedom in talking. And yeah, I really enjoyed that. So looking at the definition of awakening, it is an act of waking up from a sleep and a sudden awareness of something, which was totally true with how I felt. I didn't thought about the waking up from a sleep, but hey ho. I feel as a child, you are... more likely to be very impulsive with the things that you like. And looking back at the things that I liked when I was a child, that was the Spice Girls, Barbie dolls. If you've listened to the pod, I've talked about this many times before. And later on, theater. But I do feel that I have hidden a lot of these things because I was bullied and because it was not the norm of a boy liking those girly things. So those kind of awakenings when I was younger are very... maybe that's a bit when I stopped being very excited about new things, because I always felt then that I had to maybe hide it, or like that I wouldn't be kind of celebrated. It's funny, I saw a really short reel on Instagram of the Dutch version of First Dates, which was about a gay couple, and one of them was doing drag, and he showed that person a picture of him in drag. And stupid of me, I opened the comments, which I sometimes do, and one Dutch person said in the comments, "As a straight person, I feel I am becoming a dying species." And I was like, yeah, that's how every queer person have felt their whole life, that they haven't belonged, that they are not worthy, and that they are the only ones there. And it was funny that that person, that straight person, commented with like, oh, you know what, I feel not very nice that I feel so many gay people on television. Which is interesting, because finally there is visibility in the media. And yeah, I thought it was very backwards saying a straight person finally feeling almost like a gay person, not being visible and not being shown. So I found that quite interesting.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
The next awakening in my life was theater. And I can't not... oh, I can't do that. I can't do the double negatives. So I need to talk about Spring Awakening. Because... I think it was 2007 when Spring Awakening came to Broadway. It was on my iPod Nano. It was a green iPod Nano. And I had the Broadway recording of it, and I listened to it literally almost every day, along with Next to Normal. Going to school, on the bike, la 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 la. Loved it. So I saw the show in the Netherlands. There was a Dutch production happening. Must be in 2000 and 12, 11, maybe 11. And it was all right. So the funny thing is, I had planned my life rationally. So when I was 14, I thought, okay, when I'm 18, I can audition for musicals. So I will be in shows in the Netherlands for 3 years. Then I will go to London, will be in the West End for between my 21st and my 24-year-old me. That was a really bad grammar sentence, but I'm leaving in because I'm not editing this. And then when I'm 24, I will move to Broadway and I will do shows then. Life is a bit different. Life went a bit different. What was I already talking about? Oh yeah. So when I was doing my drama degree in the Netherlands, I saw that the musical Spring Awakening was there, and that the musical Wicked was coming to the Netherlands. And in my mind, I thought I'm gonna get cast in Spring Awakening, and because of that, I will be in Wicked, playing Fiyero, funnily. And that was kind of my rational goal. And I think lots of kind of the goals that I have, the dreams that I have didn't really happen. I don't know if it's an unreachable goal or whatever, but that kind of deflated me a lot in life and up to this point. Because I have felt that I didn't have a lot of grip and control over my acting career. Yeah, that's not that it's my awakening, but like that's proper what I felt because I'm going into a new direction. And that was kind of the thing. So I've talked to people who are in shows and they talk about it just like as it was a job, which it is. So they would say like, yeah, we'll be just be in another ensemble. I will just be this and I would be seen for this. And I was like, this is incredible. I love this for you. But how do I create that for myself? Because with lots of work that I do, non-acting work, I do the same. It's like, I will get a shift there, or I will get work there. I can definitely get work there. And it will happen because I maybe think that way. But the whole mindset of getting acting work is still kind of non-existing in the manifesting side of it. It feels kind of a lot of effort and not the kind of I am doing the actual job, but like trying to get it. It's not even, it's almost me ranting now about acting. But it's almost getting an audition already and then getting the job. It's almost I'm still like standing at the front, what do you call it, at the blocks to run a race, and I'm still waiting for that sign to like go off, and I'm just standing there waiting. I'm reading a book, by the way, and it's great, and it's really unlocking a lot of different things. I will talk about it in a bit. But yeah, the awakening of me manifesting the acting career that I dream of is happening. I'm putting it out in the universe right now. It is happening. That will be my, no, not will be. That is my awakening. Okay. And to talk a little bit about Spring Awakening. Spring Awakening has my celebrity crush, had my celebrity crush in it, Jonathan Groff. So yeah. That's my celebrity crush. He's now on Broadway currently in Merrily We Roll Along. Yeah. But yeah, I would love to meet him at one point in my life.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
Awakening. I am reading a book called Psycho Cybernetics, and it's a really cool book. I've talked about that before. It's a surgeon in America in the 60s has written this book because he realized that his patients sometimes changed dramatically after a procedure, and some patients didn't change at all. Some got very confident after a nose job, what kind of job, whatever, and some people were still very judgmental and unhappy with how they looked. So he was like, something needs to come from within, needs to change from within, a self-image that needs to change to be happy. And the first bit of the book was great. And then I was reading the first chapter, and it was so boring and so, and luckily in the last page, I literally came to a segment that really connected, and it was such a struggle to read a bit, which was weird. And I also felt like I had to put effort in it, which totally makes sense, because it was something that I was struggling with to unlock. And it is something that's so simple, but for me, it was just kind of, I can finally hear it. I can finally see it. So they were talking about a goal, to set a goal. It could be any goal, very small, like doing the dishes or getting groceries or creating something, a project, whatever. And when you have that goal in mind, you just do it. And that's it. That's literally it. And you just trust the process of doing it. And when something pops up that is a failure or an error or you didn't succeed, you just focus on the goal again. And then you have learned from that kind of quote unquote mistake or that error. And then you're like, okay, I'm gonna focus on that goal again. So I threw myself in it yesterday with trying it out, because I was like, I need to practice this. By the way, sometimes I get very allergic by the word practice and learning, and you need to repeat it, which is totally fair, because for 32 years, and it's my birthday on Saturday, by the way, for 32 years, I have done things a certain way. So of course it takes time and effort to change your automatic things, your muscle memory. So I went to Lidl and I wanted to get some cheese. So I was like, really simple goal. I was in the aisle of the cheese and I set a goal. My goal is to get cheese. So I walked towards the cheese and I started to think, oh, what if someone stands in front of the cheese side? And, or like, what if someone walks in front of me? And I started having all these thoughts of how things can intrude and stop me from achieving my goal. That literally what was happening. I had constructive thoughts of something, someone standing in my way to achieve my goal. And it literally took me from, okay, again, my goal is to get cheese. And I'm going to get it in the most easiest, funnest way. Nothing stands in my way. Everything is open. And then when I changed that mindset, when I became aware of, oh, there could be something in my way, if I got rid of that, I let it go. I let the world, without having any control of myself, I let the goal unfold itself the way how I'm going to achieve my goal. And then I got my cheese. It sounds so stupid, and it may be very confusing a little bit what I just said, but that was my kind of awakening. And I should apply this to literally everything, because I have felt a lot, as in almost always in my life, that I am on the positions of I'm starting something or wanting to start something, and the actual goal is so far away, and I always feel I'm in the middle of something and I don't know what to do, because in the middle it's fuzzy, in the middle it's overthinking, it's creating something that it's not, and then you forget your goal, and then you force your thoughts and you force all the things to get it, and it's you need to let go and relax into it. So, and I feel And again, it makes me feel like I don't have any grip on it. So again with my acting career, again, I have a goal. I need to set new goals to make it clear for myself what I'm focusing on, and then let it go. And I finally have know that from this book that I felt I had to buy. And it is a it's not for a big struggle, but it's a read where I feel my body is resisting, and I feel a resistance to it, which I feel is what I actually need. Sometimes when you feel such resistance for something, it's what you actually need. And like I said, if you have done something for so many years, it's hard to unlearn it, and it definitely feel like it's a workout. It's a mental workout. And to be really honest, I have stopped this podcast a couple of times because I felt I couldn't make myself clear very well. I was judging, and I almost didn't felt like I couldn't speak again the words in English. I found it hard to construct a sentence because I feel there's lots of things happening. But yeah. I feel this will be a very nice, cute, short episode. And did you also notice that I didn't do the drag section? Yeah, I know. I did watch the episode. I did watch UK versus the World. It was a cute episode. But yeah, I don't feel of reviewing it this week. And going back to my topic, the goals, the goals that will set off your awakening. It's so clear for me to set a goal now. I'm gonna talk about it a lot with the goals. Set a goal, could be anything mentally or like something physically, and focus on it's it clicked, it just clicked. You know, so many years you have worked through stuff and you relieved another layer. It's like an onion in Shrek. Like you peel off a layer and you've cleared out a layer of trauma, of things that are not as fun or whatever. And then you open a new layer and then and sometimes certain layers still stay on and you're like, oh, what is kind of the key to unlock this? And if you keep searching, if you keep feeling, then you will get it. And I feel I am in a position now where my awakening for achieving my actual goals, I am ready for that now. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Usually when I watch an American film, I always get I'm so surprised on how they are communicating and talking to each other. Like, for example, I think I watched 10 Things I Hate About You, like a really old kind of old school film, old school. And they were so rude to each other, even the parents, the kids, and the people in the school. And I was like, is that literally how it goes on in America? I don't know. I thought of it as weird. And then a couple of days ago, I saw the film. I need to pause it now because I need to think about what the film was called. Yeah, I'm gonna pause it. And I'm back. What took a couple of minutes is now a split second. It's called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. It's a really fun film. It's about a girl and she is dating this other girl and they go to like a house party, and there is a storm and they're gonna play a game called what they called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And it's a bit like werewolves, a bit like the traitors. You just need to find the killer, and then eventually people actually started dying, and it's very, very mysterious. And I forgot why I'm telling this. Communicating with each other. Oh yeah, the image of what I think certain things are, like the hype of being a virgin and having sex for the first time, and how sex would be such an awakening after you first do it. Yeah, that's not a thing. it's what you have with someone else. It could be great the first time. It could not be very good the first time. It could be mentally weird the first time. It could be amazing. But yeah, don't hold. If there's virgins, people have never. Virgin is just a weird word as well. I don't think a lot of countries, England, I don't know. People who haven't had sex yet, don't put pressure on yourself. It's fine. It's going to be fine. And just, yeah, enjoy yourself. And when you look at relationships as well, everybody thinks the moment you see someone, love at first sight, that kind of moment when you see someone and you fall in love. Oh, I want to say I don't believe in that, but I don't believe in that. You can absolutely connect with someone on such multiple levels, but I don't really believe it happens with a moment like in the film where you see each other and you're like, oh, you're my soulmate. Yeah, so I think that kind of, that weirdly awakening is a bit fake. But yeah, who am I? One of the things that is, what I found a little bit not controversial, but which was the opposite of that, was I, back in the Netherlands, I had a date with a guy. He was so lovely. He was like a cuddly bear. He was, I'm 6'2", and he was a bit taller than me, a bit bigger. And we watched Sinister, which was at that point, I was really scared. That was a really awakening, because usually I love scary movies and I've learned how to watch scary movies. And then when I saw Sinister, I got scared again. Yeah. But he was such a lovely guy, and like we spent the night, and I can't remember if I had two dates with him or if it was just one lovely date. But I remembered going home the next day, and I was on the tram in Amsterdam, and the only thing I can think of on the tram was, I don't need a man to make it happen. I was literally like, I don't need this, even though he was so sweet and so nice, and I felt quite bad of having this emotion of, I don't need it in my life now. I don't, it's not aligned. It was really weird, because again, he was so sweet, and I'm really curious what he does now. But that moment of, I had a literal awakening in that tram with thinking, I don't need anybody now. I need to focus on myself, which was interesting because it came out of nowhere and it just hit me. Destiny's Child. You know, those kind of awakenings that you just, because I was a massive Destiny's Child fan, my first email address contained the letters DC, which stood for Destiny's Child. And looking back, it's a massive kind of thing that made me, yeah, that was kind of an awakening for me, but I wasn't realizing that there was an awakening, if that makes sense. Yeah, very confusing. Hey ho. It's a very cute short episode. I am gonna pull a card. Yes, I am using a Dutch translation deck of Doreen Virtue. It's called Het Orakel van de Aartsengelen, the Oracle of the Archangels. And this card is for you for this week when this podcast comes out. Thank you so much, angels, for being here. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for giving us a very clear message for this week. And the message is, clean your own space. Clean your own space. Clean up. It's literally that. Archangel Jophiel says, clean up your mess. Clean up your energy around you. Yeah. Ooh. Raj is standing on my laptop. Yes, clean up. It's time for a cleanup. It's time for a mental cleanup, a physical cleanup. It will create space. Clearing things up creates space, and space for something new. So yeah, clean up. Cute. Very clear. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, angels. Now, thank you so much, listeners. If you have any questions for me, you can message me on What Is This Feeling Podcast on Instagram. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing week. Listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Again, have an amazing week. Doei!